What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Gregory in California. Hello, Gregory. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Oh, there's a myriad of many things on my mind.
Okay.
I've got to juggle you and my watering chores. I've neglected them here. And I'm a tad bit winded. Anyways, thou shalt be infringed. Shall not. That means any of it. Any of
that's right.
They're color of laws. They're not even real laws. They're man-made, moronic, thinking in the moment, so to speak, and trying to cure something that's always gone on with these moronic laws. I just don't, doesn't compute with me. That's why I'm really convinced of Roger Sales in his work. I think he really hit the nail on the head. And, it just won't apply to a national. None of their stupidity applies. You know, I believe in no rulers, but there are rules. And if you live by those rules, you'll be a happy camper.
I'm in agreement, and the rules the government is supposed to follow is that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if the government is not playing by the rules, it's no longer a legitimate government.
Exactly. So we just, let's ignore the damn thing. And as much as you can, until they come beating down your door, wondering where your taxes are, or kicking you out of your house because you're not paying to be subjected to all this foolery. And it is. It's uncontrolled folly. These guys are just...
Well, you know, if everybody did that at the exact same time, I mean, what's the government going to do? I mean, look at what's happening over in China. You know, everybody is refusing to pay their mortgage. How do you handle a situation like that? You know, you can kick down a few doors, but you certainly can't kick them all down.
Yeah, it's... Like you say, we have to do it all at once, or because they pick us off one at a time like they have been doing here of late, and that's what they do. And they are working on so many different levels of killing us, because it's quite self-evident to me that that's what's going on with this jab and all this other minutia that they're fostering upon us. It's really quite pathetic that we've let it go for so long. I mean, we've been talking about this.
Well, you know, go on back to the Declaration of Independence. It says right in there that people are disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. In other words, the American people, just because they don't want an upset in their life, they're willing to put up with a certain degree of nonsense coming from the government. But there is a breaking point. And, when the Declaration was signed, remember the comment Ben Franklin made? He says, we must all hang together, or assuredly we'll all hang separately.
Exactly, and that's what's happening to us right now. I mean, the jab came through as a big swath of depopulation, which is still occurring.
Yes, it is.
And then the food supply, you can just see the handwriting on the wall. Besides all the geoengineering and poisoning of the food, and the stuff
that's another reason they want to grab the guns, is they're afraid we'll start eating the politicians.
I wouldn't eat them, but if you put a bounty on them, I bet we could get rid of them really quick.
Yeah.
And if you all year round hunting on them, then, yeah, that would cure a lot of our woes.
Yeah, well, you know, the way the Founding Fathers set up this country was really very good. Being in government was a part-time honor, Members of Congress weren't even paid because these were people who had businesses, and, you know, they spent most of their time taking care of their business, and they'd meet once a year to take care of the business of the country. We were never supposed to have a permanent ruling class. And that's exactly what has evolved in our country. And it is certainly not what was designed into this country at the very beginning.
Well, Jefferson, I believe, was right. The Tree of Liberty needs to be nourished with the blood of tyrants and patriots every 20 years or so.
And he actually predicted that the nation he created was only going to last about 100 years, and he was remarkably prescient because it was just about 100 years later that we had the Civil War that dramatically changed the nature of the federal government.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love that 14th Amendment, along with that second 13th Amendment. Just wonderful instruments of feudalism, slavery. Volunteered slavery, of course, or presumed slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be a more thing on the head. Yeah. You got any callers backing up?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I shall bid thee adieu and tell sweet Claire hello for me and tell everybody out there hi for me.
I'll forward the message to Claire. We have some open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
That last caller, I really like him. He reminds me of Hunter Thompson for some reason, and a little bit of Johnny Depp in there. It's just the way he talks. It's interesting. Everybody's talking about eating the bugs, you know? And I looked it up. It's not kosher to eat bugs unless they're like grasshoppers or locusts.
Okay.
So what I assume is going to happen is when they cut down the food, of course they'll probably subsidize all the people that can't eat non-kosher foods. You know, so us goyim will be eating the bugs, but the chosenites, the ones that can't, you know, have to keep kosher. Well, they'll probably be subsidized steaks from the government going to them. Just the way things are in this country now. You know, there's two sets of rules, you know. The other thing about eating bugs that I researched is they have a lot of parasites, a lot of dangerous parasites.
Yes,
and,
they do.
I lived in Thailand for a while, and I used to smell that bug cart because they have these carts just with all kinds of bugs in them, and they cook them in oil. And, man, you could smell that from 3-4 blocks away. I hated the smell of them bugs. So I don't know. Like, it's just to me, it's all part of this tendency to dehumanize us. You know, eat the bugs, and it's like a rubbing your nose in it on your way out from your vaccines. The other thing I wanted to talk about, you're hearing a lot of talk about Hunter Biden. I hope everybody out there realizes that he's going to get pardoned by his dad. I mean,
yeah, of course.
So the thing to do about the Hunter Biden thing is to use it as a cudgel to attack the Department of Justice and the FBI and the media and the intelligence services. You're not really going to get anything for Hunter Biden, you know. But the fact that the Department of Justice and the FBI can protect a politically connected guy that molests little girls, you know, dressed up in their little suits and clothes and stuff. I saw some of the videos. I couldn't watch it. That's such a degeneration of the FBI. What degenerates? And, you know, you hear guys like Sean Hannity say, oh, well, they're good members of the FBI. I don't know how you could stay in an institution that does that if you watched any of these Hunter Biden videos, you know? And the other thing that bothers me about it is, like, Giuliani and the people that have had these videos for, like, this laptop for, like, 2 or 3 years. Why didn't you put it out there? Why didn't you put it out so the people can... they bring it to the FBI, right? They bring it to the Delaware State Police. Like, oh, that's really going to do anything? I mean, is Giuliani that stupid that he doesn't know that it's going to go into a black hole? You know, I mean, it's like these guys are supposed to be sharp. Now, his actions, to me, show somebody that wants it to be buried, because once the FBI starts investigating it, it just gets buried. It goes in a black hole. You don't hear anything, no evidence, no nothing. It's the way they squash investigations is when the FBI gets involved, you know? So, you know, I just hope that people, you know, I think people's got to spend less time about Hunter, because he's going to walk, and more time about how these FBI men and Department of Justice officials that are sworn to uphold the law, they're sworn. Hunter isn't. They're sworn to be protectors of the children and to prevent these kind of molestations and things, and yet they're the real baddies in this. You know, Hunter's a criminal, no doubt. But the people that should protect you from these criminals that, because of politics, look the other way, they're the ones that are shameful. They all belong in prison. And
the FBI is America's equivalent of the Gestapo. They are there to protect the people in power, not the American citizen.
And you mentioned a Mini 14. A Mini 14 is a great gun. And I'll tell you why I love my Mini 14, is because when I take out the 30-round magazine, I can put it in the back of my truck, and it's very, like, it doesn't look threatening, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a lever action. A cop sees it in the back of your car, he's going to say, oh, he was hunting deer or something. But it has a great, like, capacity. You know, you put a 30-round magazine in there, that's a lot of firepower. And it's nice, and it's compact. You can go through the woods, because there's a lot of brush here in Tennessee. You know, it's thick woods. And it's a wonderful gun. I love my Mini 14, and I recommend them to people. And once again, like I said, it's the kind of gun. You have an AR-15, and it has about the same, you know, capability as a Mini 14. They're both .223.
Yes.
You get a 30-round magazine in each. A cop sees that AR-15 in your car, he might shoot you. He's going to get all sweaty because of the way they've demonized it. But the Mini 14, they're going to see it and think you're just a good old boy out hunting deer or groundhogs or something, you know? So it's a good weapon to have.
Well, I wouldn't go after a deer with a .223. you know, I mean, that's not going to take down deer, and you're going to have this wounded deer suffering in the woods. So, you know, I wouldn't do that. If I was going to go after a deer, I'd go after, you know, with the heavy caliber that's designed
30,
to take the animal down, you know.
Yeah, now, the other thing I wanted to mention real quick was, you know, we heard all this stuff about, you know, NATO and Biden. They're all talking about Putin and regime change. We're going to get regime change. That's what we want. Well, Boris Johnson, you got your regime change there, you know.
Yeah.
And the Italian prime minister, you just got some regime change there. So this is such a classic backfire. You know, I expect Macron soon, and that guy in Germany will be gone soon.
Sri Lanka just bailed.
Yeah, and Biden's not long for being around one way or the other. You know,
true.
So they're gonna change him out pretty quick, I guess. So that's it. But once again, Hunter's gonna be pardoned. So
yes.
You know, I hear so many people talking about Hunter all the time. Not much you, but on the Fox and all that. Not that I watch Fox, but I watch, like, clips on YouTube sometimes. And they're all, like, obsessed with Hunter. And really, the story in the Republican Party, they're not, you know, but the good Republicans should be talking more about the FBI and the Department of Justice and less about Hunter, because that's the real story here. That's what really affects this country, is the corruption of the FBI and the Department of Justice. Hunters, you're going to get hunters. You're going to get criminals all through history. You're going to have bad people. But when your institution that's sworn and the agents of it will look the other way for a guy molesting 10-year-olds, you know, that's really, really sick. You know, really.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll get back to figuring out about eating these bugs, but don't eat them. They were, I don't know, they're probably going to ground them up and just use them as a protein additive.
That's already starting to happen. You got to read those product labels, because, that's already starting to happen. And anyway. Thank you very much for the phone call.
You.
We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. First of all, I just wanted to comment on the insects. They're not going to put them on the labels as crickets. They're going to, when they grind them up and incorporate them into products, they're going to simply disguise them as natural organic protein.
Yeah, so, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, so we have no way of knowing whether they're probably already incorporated in flour, in a number of other products, including liquid products. So I personally have stopped eating anything that isn't in its original form. In fact, most of my diet right now is simply meat, because if anybody's going to process the insects for me, let it be the beef cattle. Anyway.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Now, I wanted you, did you have a chance to see the email I sent yesterday about the book on the Freedom Convoy?
I saw it briefly, yes. And why don't you tell us about it?
I would love to, because I know the author. He's a brilliant young man. I knew him when he was a teenager, and I remember he had the most penetrating gaze, and when I turned to look at him, I could see that he was getting in through my skull and analyzing my brain. He's got the greatest ability of observation, and that comes through in his book. It is called Freedom Convoy. That's the main title, and the subtitle is The Inside Story of 3 Weeks That Shook the World. Freedom Convoy, it's available on Amazon. It's in hard copy. It's on Kindle, and it's also in an Audible format. And his name is Andrew Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N. I cannot say enough about the book. It's his first book. He's a brilliant writer. He's been published all over the world in newspapers. And he's the one who went to Davos, one of the very few journalists who actually went to Davos during the World Economic Forum. And a lot of his live streaming and videos were all over the social media. Mm-hmm. He's just a marvelous, brilliant young man. And this book, I couldn't put it down. It's in very simple language, very concise, and yet it brings the event to life. I found myself smiling, laughing out loud, frowning, and my feet were twitching because I wanted to have been there. I regretted that I wasn't there. But he actually brings the whole event to life, and he does not spare the failings of the people that were part of the convoy, in the sense that he shows where they failed and where they did not, because they did not have a pre-calculated, organized group that actually organized this convoy. It was indeed spontaneous from different
yes.
parts of the country. And it's so beautiful because it shows where it went wrong. And the other problem is, after the convoy was destroyed and beaten and abused by the imported, what probably the United Nations army, they brought in soldiers, definitely,
yes.
because the local police were probably too sympathetic. Many of them were too sympathetic with the Canadians, with the new Canadians, immigrant Canadians who came to escape tyranny, who were there to protest the fact that we came here with the promise of freedom, and now you're giving us even worse than what we had back home. So this, I think my disappointment really made me withdraw even further from the world, and I just hunkered down and tried to ignore things. But this book is wonderful, and I just hope that people will read it and recognize that what the Freedom Convoy represents is almost, it's based on basically the philosophy of the Founding Fathers. They were trying to get away from the tyranny of government. No matter
yes.
who starts out as the government leaders, they eventually become corrupted, because the nature of governing over other human beings creates responsibilities and temptations. And right now in Canada, we have the worst possible of governments. And I have to say that many of the ministerial portfolios were given to non-Canadians who were born in the Islamic world. Again, I'm not protesting Islam itself, but the radicals. And we have the worst of them is the transport minister, Omar El-Ghabra. I utterly despise that man.
Okay, well, Layla, I'm going to have to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials, but thank you very much for the phone call. We have more callers waiting on the line when we come back.
Oh, yeah. Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I just want to talk about, I understand that the imposter is talking about basically a climate lockdown.
Yeah, they're pushing climate gate again.
He's making threats that he's going to take, because the Senate didn't pass his garbage that he wanted, that he's going to take executive actions and all that.
Yes,
we have to make it clear we're not going to take this crap. We're not going to cooperate. We're not going to work with it. Now, we do have states' rights. The states got to be prepared to fight, to say no. It's not going to happen. Now, I was watching something on True News. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yes, I do.
Kind of. Okay. Anyway, they were saying that they might stop the tanker trucks. They could use the say that it's interstate commerce and this and that. Well, the state's got to be prepared to take control of these interstate highways and make sure those tankers can get through and that the gas can get through. Now, if places like New York and California, Washington State, New Jersey, if they want to cooperate with that garbage, well, let them. They'll be in the same position that Germany and the rest of Europe is going to be in there this winter. But we can't let, we in the red states, we can't allow that. Okay, I know you, and we have to make it clear. You're not going to pull this on us. This man, this demented fool, is you know, he's dangerous. Now they say he's got COVID. You know, so what? It's not even serious. It's really basically a cold. Okay.
Well, the reason it's an issue is because he's vaccinated and double boosted, and he's been out there saying if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID, and he just proved, you know, once again that we've been lied to.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I mean, I think most people who are informed knew that already. I mean, Fauci was also, I think he got like, you know, he was fully vaxxed, boosted the whole nine yards, and he got it, and he got something called a rebound on top of it, because I think he took an extra drug or something like that, you know?
Yes.
I mean, let's stop with this. You know, it's bad enough now. He's going to, so he may try some kind of another COVID lockdown too, for all we know. I mean,
I think they're going to try that right about the time of the midterms to force us all to vote by mail where they can steal the election. I mean, the Democrats are desperate to hang on to power because if the Republicans get the Congress, there's going to be all kinds of investigations starting.
Of course. Of course, as they should. Well, we got to make sure, you know, the people got to make sure. You know, Mike, right now, my greatest hope for the West, for civilization is not the United States anymore, because we seem so compromised. We still could come back, but, you know, I have less and less confidence. The big hope is Russia. Russia is fighting. The war they're fighting now is a war against not, they say it's against the West, but it's not against the West. It's against the World Economic Forum. That's who's pulling the strings. That's who's pulling Biden's strings. That's who's pulling what was pulling Johnson's strings before he resigned. That's who's pulling the strings in Germany, in France, Macron, the whole nine yards. They're the ones running things. And they are so afraid because Putin is destroying them. He is taking apart the New World Order, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, the WEC, Bilderberg, they're basically the same thing. They are the same thing. He is taking them apart piece by piece. And that, to me, is the big hope of the world. I feel bad for the soldiers that are dying in this war, including the Ukrainian soldiers, because they, most of them are, they're innocent. They didn't want to go in. They were forced into it. And it's a shame, but I'm telling you, the fact of the matter is, this is the beginning of the end, I believe, for these globalists, because they have to be stopped, and they're being stopped, but not by us, but by Russia. We should be the ones stopping them, but, you know, unfortunately, we're not. We're letting them get away with it. The military is compromised. If the military really was as patriotic as they make themselves out to be, they would not have allowed this election to go through. They would have stopped. They would have realized.
Well, you know, they probably thought that the Supreme Court would sort it out. But, you know, right now, the entire government is trying to preserve its public image. And that's why they don't want to go into things like Hunter Biden's laptop or the stolen election, because that would absolutely discredit and delegitimize the entire government in the eyes of the American people. And, you know, that's why so many things are being covered up. I mean, even politicians' worst enemies are going to cover up their crimes, lest the entire government collapse and they're all out of work. Anyway, Mark, we got to take another break here for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Every time some psychopath goes out and shoots multiple people, half the country screams for more gun control. I have some questions. How is it that so many of the mass shooters have had multiple encounters with police and or the FBI, yet still get the guns to commit these horrible crimes? Maybe we need to enforce lying on the background check paperwork. That is a felony that is rarely prosecuted. Is there any oversight for the companies and groups that are required to report to the National Instant Background Check System? Maybe antipsychotic medication should be a disqualifying condition for gun ownership. In short, rather than making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights, how about we focus on psychopath control? Support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, see this Possum Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Richard in Washington State. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Richard, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I talking to?
Dustin from New Jersey.
Okay. Well, we had a little bit of an oops there. Okay, Dustin, what's on your mind?
Mike, this was from Vladimir Putin. I don't know if you heard his at the Moscow Forum. I'm going to repeat this. West is not just denying reality. More than that, they are trying to reverse the course of history. They seem to think in terms of the past century. They are still influenced by their own misconceptions about the countries outside the so-called golden billion. They consider everything backwater or their backyard. They still treat them like colonies. And the people living there like second-class people, because they consider themselves exceptional. If they are exceptional, that means everyone else is second-rate. You guys
yes.
get that? What a speech. What? That explains American exceptionalism. So the golden billion, Mike, would be the people who live in the West who benefited from the money printing. And in exchange for that money printing, the rest of the world, which is 70%, sends them their resources, their hard-earned resources, right?
Yes.
We just print money out of thin air or enter it on a computer, right? We don't produce anything. What does Britain produce, Mike? What does Brussels produce, right, besides weapons? Nothing. Nothing. So that speech, I think, so I'm going to move on real quick, but I still have time. Like, on, you know, there's a shortage of French fries. You know the whole thing with the French fries, right, in Russia? Like, there's a shortage of, like, certain potatoes for French fries. But, Mike, if they have a new name, because remember Freedom Fries?
I remember that nonsense, yes.
Remember when they were dumping the French wine, because France didn't go along with us, our Iraq war lie?
Yep.
We were dumping French. Well, how about this, Mike? The Caliber Crispies. One large Caliber Crispies.
I like it. I'd buy those.
Followed by a Biden burger and a Blinken Bungle cheeseburger, and I'm going to have a box of Newland's Nookies, and I haven't figured out the shake thing yet, so.
Okay.
And that's probably got to say it. But, yeah, Mark, yeah, this is a war it's basically a war between the West and the rest of the world in terms of a neoliberal, I mentioned before, neoliberal rules-based order, which is now a disorder, because they're so screwed that in the winter, you're going to see the scheist hit the fan with Germany and all
yeah.
these other countries. That it's funny, Mike, they push this green agenda for all these years, and now they're begging to go back to coal. Now, right there, that tells you it was all a fraud, right? It was all nothing
well,
but
you know,
a fraud.
The liberal attitude is it's their job to demand solutions, you know, to problems, but it's not their job to actually come up with the solutions. And that's a very selfish kind of an attitude. I mean, it's like Teddy Roosevelt said in the arena, you know, it's easy to sit back there and criticize the people who are actually trying to get something done there. But really, it's the person who's out there, you know, trying to get something accomplished that deserves our applause.
And so I want to say, Mark, you know, you mentioned the Duran. I watched the Duran and I, Earl Grey, all those new Atlas. But he mentions the Golden Billion. Guys, go watch the Duran. And go watch Putin's speech with the gold million, because it's actually, it's very true. We use the rest of the world for our own benefit, you know.
Yes.
And and things are changing. That's why the prices have increased in the United States, and they're going to continue to increase. The prices are not going down. Even though the gas dropped a couple cents, in the long term, prices are going to keep going up, because commodities and stuff like that is just going to keep going up in price. They're not going down. Because we need these things.
It's the dollar is devaluing
yeah.
because of all
yeah.
the inflation. You know,
yeah.
you know, the dollar is shrinking, metaphorically.
Keep them printers running. This price is going to keep going up.
Yep.
Mike, have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And Mike in the control room suggested the Zelensky shake as the new menu item on the Russian restaurants out there. All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Richard in Washington State for the second time here. Richard, are you there?
We're talking food. Whenever we talk food, I usually call in and remind people that we're the only species that cooks our food or processes our food. And the only thing that really does detractively is it takes out all the enzymes. And Edward Howell, the father of enzymes, thought that when we ran out of enzymes, that was the end of life as we knew it. But then he realized all foods, unless they're processed or cooked and heated, have the enzymes in it to digest and utilize that food. So we're really dependent on the enzymes. And we eradicate them ourselves by cooking our food.
Yeah, but cooking, you know, makes it easier to eat. And, you know, it also kills parasites and, you know, bacteria that may be in the food.
Well, that's one of the considerations. Basically, if you have a good digestive system, you secrete hydrochloric acid and bile to handle the fats. And that allows proteolytic enzymes to dissolve those proteins so they can't be harmful. So if you have a good system, if you're working on maintaining your system, none of those things you just mentioned are a problem. They're really more food. I mean, our body doesn't really discriminate what it uses for food as long as it gives you nutrition. And the second thing, by the fact that we turn off our digestive system by eating a lot of carbohydrates and thus fermenting our foods and not digesting them, we don't get pancreatic enzymes. And all the studies indicate that pancreatic enzymes are essential. And when we deplete ourselves of pancreatic enzymes, we have a tendency to get cancer. That's one of the triggers for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to read more, you can read Pottinger's Cats by Francis Pottinger, a very old book, but very educational. He found that when the cats didn't get two-thirds of their diet in a raw state, basically it degraded not only their health, but the health of the areas that they were living in and the plants that were being raised in those areas. So cooking food really is detrimental. Far in excess of what we believe, and we should remind ourselves on a regular basis that we're the only species that does cook our food.
At least on this planet. All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hi, Mike. I've got so many things to say. All the calls were so good. Talking about the pork. A pork has 40 parasites that cannot be eradicated by heat. So the parasites stay in the meat. So anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. But Ivana Trump's murder, I wonder if anybody thought about this. She's been divorced from Donald Trump for about 30 years.
Yes.
Before she was married to Donald, she was a pal with, was her name Ghislaine?
Ghislaine Maxwell, yes.
Yeah, she's a Mossad agent procuring the girls for Epstein, the other Mossad agents. But Ivana was involved with that. So I just wonder if they're trying to tie up some loose ends, getting rid of Ivana.
It's entirely
Ivana.
Possible. I mean, anybody who was part of that Epstein honey trap espionage operation, they've got to be very nervous that Ghislaine might decide she's not going to spend the rest of her life in jail and she's going to start naming names. Frankly, I'm surprised she's still alive.
And Ivana could have been a witness to it.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm on the radio. Also, Mike, something nobody's talking about. William Gein on Rent's show, they're trying to get to three amnesty bills and hiding them. One of them they're hiding in the NDA bill.
Yes.
There's three of them. People need to go through those and find out what they're doing. But they're trying really hard to get amnesty for all the illegals.
Yes, and then turn them into voters.
Exactly. So we need to have somebody go through those if they can get them from him. And that's very important. Yeah. But anyway, Putin, I'm still rooting for Putin, boy. You know, I wonder how many fleeing Americans he's willing to take into Russia.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be very, very difficult. You know, I'm expecting our government to start putting restrictions on people leaving the country permanently because so many Americans are renouncing their citizenship.
Right. I'd heard that he was offering to go to Russia $1,000 a month to help with, expenses or whatever. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. I wonder if they need a good computer animation expert in Gostino.
Yeah, they probably do. You do have a skill they probably could use.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
Yeah. So, was thinking about that Ivana thing.
Okay.
I think it has something to do with that Giselle, or Ghislaine, whatever her name is.
Ghislaine Maxwell. All right. Well, listen, Laura, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Jason in Michigan. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. So there are a lot of there was some discussion lately about people being allegedly Democrats calling the show. I just want, because they didn't agree with Donald Trump, I just wanted to say there are many things that you and your callers in general seem to disagree with Trump and the broader GOP on, such as Israel, Iran, secularism and religion, military spending, Christian Zionism, the bombing of Syria, the bombing of Qasem Soleimani, Trump occupying Syria to take their oil, et cetera. And so I just wanted to point out that there are a lot of reasons I think most of you and your callers could agree with for why someone might decide they don't want to support Donald Trump. And bearing that in mind, I think it was bad for one of your recent callers to suggest that some other caller was a Democrat shill simply because he didn't appear to be supportive enough of Donald Trump.
Well, it wasn't a question of being supportive enough. It's when they call on in and it's a nonstop bashing rant against Trump, that's kind of a giveaway that they're pushing an agenda. And, you know, I didn't agree with a lot that Trump did. He was a disappointment, especially in the issue of election fraud. But again, looking at the potential candidates for 2024, he's the least bad of who's out there. I mean, I certainly don't want Hillary in the Oval Office. I don't want Kamala Harris in the Oval Office. I love this idea that Trump and DeSantis may have already agreed they're going to team up in 2024. I think that's going to be a very, very difficult ticket to beat.
Well, I think that if you look back at 2004, there were probably a lot of Republicans who didn't agree with supporting George W. Bush because of the Iraq War in 2004.
Yes.
And they were probably also called Democrat shills when they called in to complain about Bush on conservative radio shows. And I think that if more Republicans had listened to those critics instead of devolving into partisanship, we might have been better off.
Yeah, but you do need to understand, you know, paid public relations shills, or as Rush Limbaugh used to call them, seminar callers, they are a reality in this business, and we do have to be on guard against them.
Okay, well, I just wanted to share my opinion. Have a nice day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. As one of the people that don't get paid to shill, I want a raise.
So, all right, we'll double your salary.
It was good to hear Dustin call in. It was good. So I called in about food because, you know, it's obviously probably one of the most important things that people do is eat. And the caller that called in about all these enzymes that are destroyed with cooking food is an absolute fact. Honey is a big one.
Yes.
Right? Like, everybody wants to pasteurize, or not pasteurize everything. Everybody wants to cook everything, right? Like, the milk and everything. Cooked milk tastes awful. In Canada, you can buy filtered milk, but it's not cooked. And there's a huge difference in the way it tastes. It's just
nice. Yes, there is.
Yeah. Honey, you know, everyone should actually have a teaspoon of honey every day, just because of the enzymes that are in it. There are a lot of other really good foods. Chickpea flour, Mike. Have
yes.
you ever used chickpea flour?
Yes, I have.
It's great.
Yeah.
I just started using it a couple of weeks ago, and I'm off of simple starches. Like rice, potatoes, bread, right? I've lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks just from doing that. And, of course, you know, I'm eating more fresh vegetables, but I like vegetables, right? I make my own salad dressings. It's not hard. Anybody can make their own salad dressings, lemon oil, lemons, fresh lemons, zest. If you have citrus fruits, the most flavor you're going to get out of that fruit is in the zest, is in the rind of that. The outside, so always zest. Don't even cut your citrus fruit. Zest it first. You got to wash it, right?
Yes.
And zest it. I mean, you can make all sorts of different salad dressings and, you know, all this goop and crapola, you know, juices and all that. Juices tend to be high in sugar, but if you don't have a problem with that, that's great. But you could tell a lot by a person by what they put in their shopping cart.
Yes.
And it's usually a direct reflection on who's pushing that cart and the people that are around it. So.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense there. That definitely would. All right. Listen, Al, we got to take another break for commercials here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, gentlemen. I think Trump's wife or ex-wife was whacked. I think she's a product of the loose end problem that the mafia has, especially with women. I think she got the same business that Lady Diana got and Bugsy Siegel got, and they're just unfortunate people that know too much. You know, she's a Czechoslovakian Jew, and I'm pretty good at knowing who these people are. And that makes his daughter, Ivanka, a Jew by rabbinical law. And the reason I say that is that Kushner is part of the Chabad Lubavitch sect of Jews. They would never let him marry a shiksa. She's Jewish by rabbinical law. That's the only way Kushner could marry her. And so I really think his wife was the brains of that casino operation there in Atlantic City. She ran the Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
And Trump's got this thing about Eastern European women. You know, Melania's from Eastern Europe. Ivana is from Eastern Europe. And I just think she was I don't think Trump had anything to do with it, but he's in that organization that makes, you know, that, look, at they believe that if we're going to jail, it's going to be because of a woman. And that's why Marilyn Monroe bit the dust, is because too many people may have come on to her, and they didn't know what Marilyn Monroe might have known. And so I really do think that
she was a threat to the Kennedy brothers.
Yeah, and so now the Kennedy, that's what the Jews always run on, Mike, and that really proves that you're a Jew. The Kennedys didn't kill, no. What I'm just saying is I think what's her name was murdered, and, you know, we can't prove it, but I think she just went down the same path as a lot of unfortunate loose ends went, and thanks for taking the call.
Okay, and, you know, that comment about Marilyn Monroe, I mean, it is no secret that she was, in fact, having affairs first with John F. Kennedy and was actually trying to get him to leave Jackie. And John F. Kennedy, realizing what a political disaster that would be, sort of shifted her over to Robert Kennedy, and they had a little fling going. But when Marilyn threatened to go public with all of this, she became a major threat there. And, you know, there are evil people everywhere and not just in Israel. All right, we're almost to the end of the show here and getting on back to guns and gun laws. Out in California, Governor Gruesome Newsom has signed a bill allowing people to sue firearms manufacturers for the crimes committed by purchasers of their products. And this is absolutely ridiculous because nobody sues the car maker when a drunk driver kills pedestrians. Nobody sues the manufacturer of the crowbar when a burglar breaks into your house. It's an absolute ridiculous idea, and there's going to be a lot of lawsuits and a lot of money spent on lawyers. The lawyers are going to love this. But in the end, you know, again, that Second Amendment, you know, the vast majority of gun owners do not commit crimes with their firearms. Okay, there's the music. Time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And I'm not sure who's taking the microphone on that one. Mike is telling me it's Jerry Irk, or is that Kirk? Yeah, it's Jerry Kirk. So stay tuned for that. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. Thank you very much for your support. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
RBN. John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.